Tired of discounting your products and services to get a sale? There's more to marketing than discounting. Tune in now to the Small Business Marketing Ideas Podcast with The Joy of Marketing to learn how to build your business with creative marketing ideas. Hosts Sarah Petty and Aaron Verbeck are MBAs, former ad agency marketing directors, and successful small business owners. They look at marketing, well, a bit differently. Turn up your speakers and get ready for some marketing caffeine to perk up your business.
Hi, guys. It's Sarah Petty and Aaron Verbeck from The Joy of Marketing, and we're back with another marketing idea made simple just for you. Today, we're going to talk about the lifeblood of keeping your sales funnel full, referrals. But the first step that comes far before asking a client to refer you to their friends is giving your clients a reason to refer you and talk about you to others. What we're talking about is that thing or those things that you should be doing to create enough excitement to make them even want to talk about you.
So when Sarah and I were talking about this, we kind of started thinking about it like when you apply to college. So I know all of us have not applied to college ourselves. We've probably helped someone else apply to college, our own kids, our nieces and nephews, our brothers and sisters. And as you probably know, if you want to get into a top school, you have to have a lot of things going for you. You really have to have that whole picture. So it's not enough to be the president of the student council. You have to have done community service. You have to have gotten top-notch grades, taken the AP courses, have great test scores, played some sports, shown leadership ability, and on top of that, had great letters of reference. And can you get into college without all of these things? Absolutely you can. But if you're looking at the top tier and the really top-notch schools, and that's what your goal is, those are the types of schools that you can't get into without the whole picture. It's just not likely. So when you think about this in terms of your business, it's like this if you want someone to pay more for your products and services. You need to have that whole package and give them a reason to talk about you. It's not enough just to have one or two things right.
I agree. And if you want to grow your business, you should be getting referrals. Really, from day one, you should be doing something that generate referrals. In my photography studio, Sarah Petty Photography, my business, seriously, was primarily built on referral. And granted, we do a lot of things to encourage that. For example, when my portrait clients leave, the bag that they get has an image with their child or their family or their high school senior in it. And so it gives them a tool to brag with. When I do a holiday card, we always do the extra bells and whistles to make sure that people will show their friends. If they're having friends over for a holiday party, we want ours to be the coolest one on the mantle so that they say, oh my gosh, you have to look at this holiday card. In fact, one year in June, I ran into a gal that had my holiday card in her purse, and she was out showing people everywhere she went, and it was all tattered and torn, but she just thought it was the coolest thing that she'd ever seen because, you know, we put a lot of work into it and we don't spare much expense, but that's what got people to refer me. Also with the high school kids, I've had moms call me and book us just because they hear that we build the self-esteem up in these high school girls. I actually had one mom call me and tell me that, you know, her daughter had a lot of self-esteem issues and this and that. I was great, 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 you know, and she came in for the consultation and we have a big interview series that we go through where we ask a lot of questions to get to know them so we can customize their session. This girl was cheerleading captain, homecoming queen, drop dead gorgeous. And I'm thinking, okay, there's something wrong with the world when this girl has self-esteem issues. But, you know, the mom felt like if she brought her to us that we could help make her feel a certain way. And that is something we really pride ourselves on. But I didn't set out to build a business that referred me based on that. But evidently what we're doing is referral worthy.
So it's not the same for everybody. It sounds like, Sarah, you know, for one client, it was the bag that got them excited. And you know, I've heard you tell before about the woman who took the bag around to the yacht club and showed everybody in the yacht club and commanded their attention. Look what I just got, you know, from her portraits being delivered in that cool bag with the image of their kids on it. And then for other people, it's them hearing from their friends how you've made their teenage daughter feel during their portrait session. And then yet for the woman who in June is carrying around your Christmas card, it's something else entirely that's making her brag about you. So you need to have a lot of things going for you to get people to brag for you.
So let's go through. I know we've kind of divided three little chunked out areas, things that listeners can do to get their audience and clients excited about referring you. And it's not about creating a referral program. And I'm not against that. I think that's great. But where it has to start is with the really cool things you're doing. Let's start with the first one, attention to detail.
So just this week, I had a good friend who posted an awesome picture on Facebook, and she is at Disney World visiting, and she was blown away when she was waiting in line to get on some boats to go on a ride that the ropes that tied the boats together had been fashioned in a way that looked like Mickey Mouse. So, you know, you can roll the rope up in just a regular circle, or you can just throw it on the ground in a pile. But at Disney, they actually take the time and the care that in between each group of people getting on the ride, they twirl the rope around to look like Mickey. And, you know, is that one of those things that's going to bring them 1,000 customers? Heck no. I mean, it's not going to get your phone ringing off the hook. But the thing is, it's one of those instances that gets people talking about you. So my friend took a picture. She puts it on Facebook. Three or four people say, oh my gosh, that is so cool. I've never seen that. Somebody else jumps in and says, oh, when my friend worked at Disney, they had a special way that they always folded the toilet paper. And so now she always does that in her home because it's stuck with her. And, you know, people are saying, I want to write about this on my blog. This is so cool. So that's the type of attention that it gets you. It's not about bringing a ton of customers in the door right at this minute, but it's giving people a reason to talk about you and putting you in that conversation. So I also just had a recent experience at a fabulous resort that I vacationed at. And one of the things that I noticed is everyone on the property made sure to greet you regardless of where you are and who they were. So whether it be the housekeeper that was standing outside of someone else's room or the maintenance person who was working on gardening, they always stopped what they were doing and they turned around and greeted you. They would say buenos dias or buenas noches or buenas tardes. They always made it a point to acknowledge you. And it was one of those things that you didn't really totally take in and notice until you got home how much of a habit that it had become. I went to the grocery store the next day and a man stopped and said hello to me that was restocking one of the shelves. And it almost came out of my mouth, buenos dias, because I had been at this property for 5 or 6 days vacationing and, you know, had been greeted so kindly by everyone every day. Just that acknowledgement puts you in a happy mood. Even if you weren't necessarily in the best mood, somebody looking at you and smiling at you and greeting you, acknowledging the fact that you're there and you're a visitor and you're on vacation was great.
That's excellent because we all go on vacations and it takes a lot to really make you notice something that different. And I love that story. Next, I want to talk about the experience. You mentioned Disney, and I love Disney because everybody's been there, or most people have been there at least once in their life. And what they sell is the magic and the dinnertime conversation that comes for years and years after you go to Mickey Mouse. And what we did with my girls was, I have two daughters and a son, but my two daughters wanted to do the Disney Princess at the Bippity Boppity Boutique, where you invest, I mean, I think it was about $500. They do your hair, they glue on fingernails, they put glitter dust in the air, and you get to pick out the dress and the wand. So here are my two little tomboy girls that could care less about dresses, all decked out like princesses. And we got pictures, and I thought, you know what? They're going to do this once in their life, and we've saved the money to come here. Yes, it's an investment, but we're going to remember this and embrace this and love this forever. And we did it, and we spent the money, and we took the pictures and everything, and we're like, okay, well, then they walk around the rest of the day at the park wearing these dresses, and it caught us a little bit off guard when we went to get on the first ride, and the man that was letting us on the ride got down on one knee, and he said, good morning, princess. Good morning, princess. So he was talking to my girls as if they were a princess, and they would bow. All of the teammates, or I think they call them cast members at Disney, would bow and acknowledge as if they were royalty walking around the park. And the first couple times they would kind of step back and giggle. And then you could just see it on their face, how special they felt and how important they felt. When else in life do you walk around and you get bowed to? Or
you mean your husband doesn't do that, Sarah? Mine does.
Yeah, no. And no one will be doing that for my children. But for one day, it was definitely, it was special, and it made us justify that investment. You know, we buy with our emotion and our heart, and we justify it with logic. And when we can say, but look at how it made our kids feel, that's how we justified spending $500 on a dress that wore out quickly and hair and makeup that were gone the next day. And it was something I don't regret in the slightest because we have those memories now to talk about. Something we do at the studio, you know, I always like to take what I learned from Disney and from other places, and I like to bring it back to my business and hope that it can help people in their business. But in my business, we try to do things in the session that create that experience. In fact, I just had a family in the other day with 7 kids. And those are always my favorite sessions because parents with 7 kids are typically pretty chilled. They don't care if some people are missing shoes or the hair isn't perfect. And kids, therefore, I find are pretty chilled and the session goes pretty fun. But they were digging in our treasure chest, the little ones, and they pulled out these mustaches that we use. The little kids leave sometimes wearing these man mustaches. And one of them said, let's put it on. And so we started taking photos with each kid with this mustache. One little boy put it across his forehead as a unibrow. The older sister put it on and she was one of the last. And so she laughed and it fell off. So it was hanging halfway off. And we did a collage for them of 9, kind of like the Brady Bunch, because there were 9 of them, with each looking left, looking right, laughing. And they all had these mustaches. And they bought a huge one of these because he's like, we can't get this anywhere else. That was the funniest day. Every single kid was into it. They were laughing. And even if they didn't buy it big, I still think that memory, they would have had a small one and they would have said, remember when we did that?
Yeah, totally. I mean, that's not something that they can get anywhere else. It's not like, oh yeah, we went and had our family portraits taken for an hour. Okay. You know, that is totally an experience that they're going to remember and cherish.
Yeah. And I kept saying to the kids, your parents are so cool. They're putting mustaches on. Look at your mom. And it just really, you could just feel the magic in the air and the family bonding instead of the parents saying, Billy, sit up. Susie, don't poke your brother, and all this negativity. The whole family was gathered around, cracking up to see what the next person would do with the mustache. And it ended up being one of my favorite sessions I've ever done. So that's one of those things with experience that, you know, even if they don't buy it, it made their photo session unlike anything they could get anywhere else.
So the third thing we want to talk to you guys about is product. So what can you do from a product perspective that gives people a reason to talk about you? One of my favorites came from a good friend of ours, Andy Bondurant, and he shared with us this t-shirt company. And so, you know, you can get a t-shirt anywhere, right? You can run up to Walmart and buy a t-shirt, or you can buy a $500 designer t-shirt. A t-shirt's a t-shirt, right? So from a product perspective, what's really special about a t-shirt? You know, not a whole lot, but there's a company where they have created an experience around finding the perfect t-shirt for you. So it's an online company and you go and you fill out a questionnaire about you and you answer just a couple easy questions and then they send you a t-shirt that matches your answers to the question. So the question may be like, okay, what t-shirt color do you absolutely not want? And then they may ask, if you could be doing anything in the world right now, what would it be? Skydiving, laying by the pool, or taking a nap? So they base their t-shirt selection for you on how you answer these questions. And, you know, that is about the experience and it's fun. Just that part in and of itself, the mystery behind, I wonder what they're going to recommend for me is so cool and so different. And it becomes much more than just about the t-shirt that you get in the mail. It becomes about that experience and how you chose that t-shirt or how that t-shirt was chosen for you.
Erin, you and I should do that, although I'm a little scared of what they might send me.
Same here. Who knows what we would end up with?
So that's a case where, you know, the product is a t-shirt. You can get t-shirts anywhere, and they found a way to put a different spin on it, which is what we're always trying to do at my studio. We're a photography studio. Most photographers kind of sell the same thing. And we work really, really hard to come up with fresh twists of what we can offer our clients. Recently, we had a vendor come out with a new round frame and they're painted fun colors and we really like them. when we first got the sample, we thought, no, this is kind of fun. And typically, I'm not a fan of round frames because they're typically oval and they're something that our grandparents did. And I feel like maybe they're a little dated for the photography that we do. But when we got this frame, we looked at it and we thought, okay, this looks really contemporary. What if we cut the matte circle and we off-centered it? So we kind of offset it to the side a little bit, making it even more funky. And we did that. And oh my gosh, we absolutely love it. We blogged about it at my studio website, which is sarahpetty.com. And photographers from all over are seeing it and they're commenting saying, oh my gosh, we wouldn't have thought to do that. We love it. Now, can someone copy this exact thing? Probably. But the frames are a little more expensive, making it a little harder. They have to get it set up. They have to figure out how to cut a circle mat, where to get the glass cut. We have a lot of resources for this kind of thing. And we kind of pride ourselves on coming up with products that are harder to create, or we embellish them, or we change them, twist them, turn them, so that they become something that's consistent with our brand, and our clients appreciate that.
Well, that's a perfect example, Sarah, of always taking things a step farther. And I think that's what you need to be thinking about in your small business. It's not enough to carry a product that no one else has in town, potentially. You know, what else can you do to kick that product up a notch and specialize it to something that most people just wouldn't even go to the trouble doing? And I think that's the key in a boutique business. And what you have to look at is think about the things that you can do as a business owner that most people wouldn't go to the trouble to even do. So thanks for tuning in today. We have had so much fun teaching you about something that we love so much, and I hope you can tell by how we talk about it. So if you want to hear more about our podcast, you can subscribe right here in iTunes. And we do about 2 new episodes a month of Marketing Ideas Made Simple for you. But if you want a fix more often than that, you can check out our blog where we share tons of great marketing ideas as well at www.thejoyofmarketing.com/blog. Thanks a lot for joining us today.
Buenos dias.
Can't get enough marketing ideas? Check out The Joy of Marketing's free resources at www.thejoyofmarketing.com/free for more marketing ideas made simple every day. And be sure to subscribe to this podcast if you want to make sure you don't miss an episode.